Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, September 28th. We're into Breeders' Cup prep weekend. Lots of winning your in races this weekend. As always, this podcast and the similar Key Races and Bets blog brought to you by our friends at amwager.com, a great legal wagering website, legal in most states, carrying most tracks. Please check it out if you haven't already, amwager.com, where you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to amwager.com, amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. This week's blog is going to concentrate on making money in pick three wagers by taking advantage of some horses which have a really high probability to win, but along with some suspect favorites as well. In addition, there are a couple of races that are very playable in and of themselves. We're going to start with the Beldame Stakes Race 8 at Belmont, post time 4:43 p.m. on Saturday, September 28th. And this is the one with one of those really probable favorites in Midnight Bazoo, whose next stop will be the Breeders' Cup Distaff, with Smith in California to ride McKinsey in the prep for the Classic, the Awesome Again. John Velasquez takes over. His job will mostly be not to mess up in this six-horse field, in which the others, including bad 5-2 second morning line favorite Wildcat, who hasn't gotten close to her form of last year winning this race and finishing second to Distaff, are all running for second. So we'll try and turn 1-5 into 2-1 or 3-1 with a pick 3 and a pick 4, particularly since the middle leg is wide open and the fourth leg, if you play the pick 4, wide open as well. So we'll get right to the plays. Which plays I'll be making myself. Pick 3, starting in race 8, Midnight Bazoo. In race 9, we're using 5 horses, No Word, Maxwell Esquire, Our Country, Structure, and Famished. No Word, Maxwell Empire Esquire, Our Country, Structure, and Famished. Race 10, Code of Honor and Preservationist. It's a $10 bet for a dollar played a couple times. Pick 4, Midnight Bazoo in race 8, No Word, Maxwell Esquire, Our Country, Structure, Famished, Race 9, Code of Honor, Preservationist, Race 10. In Race 11, all except 4. One horse I think has no shot. That's Going for Gold. All except Going for Gold in Race 11. At the 50-cent base level, that pick 4 is $45. Moving on to Race 9, playable in and of itself, as I mentioned at the beginning. Race 9 at Belmont, the Pilgrim Stakes, post 5:16 Eastern on Saturday, 9:28. Maxwell Esquire opens 8-1 in a deep field of 9 in which 5 can win. The reason he opens 8-1 is because he's New York bred and there's a perceived bias against him in an open race like this. However, considering Christophe Clement trains, the dam has produced a slew of multiple turf route winners, I think he's a good bet. Maxwell Esquire debuted at Saratoga in a turf route, finished 2nd of 10, improved to win in a hand ride, could take a big step forward. No Word won his career debut at the end of August, also in a turf route at Saratoga, rallying nicely from 3rd. Like a horse that already run a couple times, he's a full brother to multiple turf route stakes winner Salentio, opened, who earned more than $700,000. Could be any kind for Pletcher. Our Country broke his maiden in a route at Saratoga by 6 lengths, had traffic trouble in the with anticipation last month, ending up 4th. He was scratched at Kentucky Downs, didn't even really leave New York to stay here for underrated trainer Weaver. If he improves off the debut, I think he can run well if he doesn't stumble at the start like he did in the with anticipation. And he might be playable as a win bet opening at 4-1. Famished is trying turf in 2 turns for the first time, which could put him at a slight disadvantage to some others. Buddy's my scare horse as Rosario rides back, and he's bred to run well on turf as he did on dirt, rallied very nicely. That kick would play very well on the grass. Structure was 6-5, of course, because Chad Brown's a trainer in his debut at Saratoga. Didn't disappoint winning. Nothing special about the speed figure, but he can improve as well. Rounds out the contenders. In the Pilgrim, race 9 at Saratoga, post 5:16 Eastern on Saturday, 9:28. Maxwell Empire can be bet to win a 3-1 or more. Consider a second win bet on either No Word or Our Country at 3-1 or more as well. When making multiple win bets, try and use a dutching tool. Does the work for you of allocating your wagering dollars by you setting the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win helps do the math and makes the most money for you? Exactus, Maxwell Empire, and no word over, Maxwell Esquire, keep getting that wrong, Maxwell Esquire, no word, Our Country, Famished, and Structure, and then turn around, Maxwell Esquire, no word, Our Country, Famished, and Structure, over Maxwell Esquire, and no word. Race 10, Jockey Club, Gold Cup, just a race to watch your preservation code of honor stand out over Tacitus, Vino Rosso, Olympic Village, who's probably running for fifth. Preservationist has a tactical edge, is the only horse with early speed in the race, and with a late kick to boot, as he showed winning the Woodward. Code of Honor has won two in a row for the first time in his career. Only slight knock, he's facing older for the first time, and he might have a fresh horse in preservation in front of him if he gets away with a slow pace. Code of Honor earned a 108 Echo Base figure, tying his career best in the Travers, while Preservationist earned a 110 under identical conditions in the Suburban in July at this 10 for a long trip and in the Woodward. There's no value betting the race, but hopefully, decent pick three, 2 or 3 to 1, it's worth it. Cash a ticket here. Moving out to Santa Anita for the Rodeo Drive Stakes, race 9, post 4:41 Pacific, 7:41 Eastern. Time to start another pick three, but in this case, I'm not going to start with the favorites. As a matter of fact, I think the favorites here are very vulnerable, Beau Recall and Paved. I have no interest in either of them. Beau Recall won the Yellow Ribbon last month and is a multiple graded stakes winner, but she's never hit the board at 10 furlongs in 3 tries. The win of the Yellow Ribbon was a mile and a 16th. She only managed 4th the last time she ran farther than a mile and a 16th. She was scratched from this race in 2017 and finished 4th last year at 24-1. She can win on figures. I don't think she can win at the distance. Similarly, Paved is a poor second choice in the morning line, 5-2. She's just off form. Her last win came 15 months ago at 9 furlongs, although she did run second once in 3 tries at 10. She wasn't even close near the two. I can't make excuses for her 2 races since coming back from the layoff. The players here will be Siberian Iris and Mirth. We're going to use them in pick threes, win bets, and exacta keys. Siberian Iris cuts back from an eighth of a mile from 11 furlongs, which she won last month, and ran huge 2 other times. She ran 10 or 11 furlongs. That effort last month in the little restricted stakes, Del Mar earned a career-best 114 figure, which is actually better than Beau Recall's 107 from the Yellow Ribbon. I looked at Mirth over and over trying to figure out why a good trainer like D'Amato has her in here, even though she's eligible for the second allowance level. After a minute, I figured out why. She can get 10 furlongs, and she could be a lone front runner here. She gets the rail and Smith, and was second only ahead behind Siberian Iris in that 11 furlong race last month, then tired. The head of the stretch, then tired. The reason she tired was she ran the opening half mile in a ridiculous 46 and change. The jock change of rail is really going to help her, and she could get loose. In the Rodeo Drive, race 9 at Santa Anita on Saturday, September 28th, at 7:41 Eastern, 4:41 Pacific, bet Siberian Iris and Mirth at 3-1 or more. Use a Dutching tool, especially one at AmWager. Check out AmWager.com and see what they have, but try to use Dutching tool to allocate your bets. Exacta box, Siberian Iris and Mirth, and then another Exacta, Siberian Iris and Mirth over Siberian Iris and Mirth, plus Beau Recall, who can run second, and Excellent Sunset, who is a closer. Pick 3, starting in this race, race 9, Siberian Iris and Mirth. Race 10, McKinsey and Higher Power. Again, McKinsey and Higher Power. Race 11, Apache Princess, Don't Sell, Fantasy Heat, Holly Hundy, Miss Chiffy. Apache Princess, Don't Sell, Fantasy Heat, Holly Hundy, and Miss Chiffy. Moving on to race 10, the Awesome. Again, this is just like the Jockey Club Gold Cup. It's a race to watch. It's not playable in and of itself. We'll get a sense if the win by Higher Power in the Classic was legitimate or not, as well as if McKinsey can actually win 2 in a row, which he's failed to do, except before and after his layoff from March to September last year when winning the San Felipe, then DQ'd in the spring in the Pennsylvania Derby. McKinsey didn't have winning instinct in San Anita Handicap this year, nor in the Met Mile, even though Mattoli's a good sprinter, but repeating any of his last 5, which have 115 to 121 Echo Base figures, should be good enough to win if Higher Power doesn't improve, so I got to use both in that pick 3. Moving on to race 11, a great betting race, the Unzip Me Stakes, a turf sprint, post 8:46 Eastern, 5:46 Pacific. It's going to be a hot pace here with up to 5 horses. when the dust settles. I think the main horses that'll be there are going to be Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat, and Holly Hyundai, with a slight chance to Apache Princess, although she's facing older for the first time and has never run at the distance. Her only two previous turf sprints were good, but they were down the hill. This is also my free race today at San Lita, so I'm not going to go through all the detail here. I'll give the betting, what how I'm going to bet the race in a second, but you can go to sanlita.com, or you can go check out the blog at amwager.com, where there's a link, amwager.com, Handicapping All-Stars blog, and you can read why I like the horses. In the Unzip Me Stakes, race 11 at San Lita Post, 8:46 Eastern, 5:46 Pacific. Bet Don't Sell and Miss Chiffy to win at 5-2 or more. Use a dutching tool. Consider smaller win bets on Fantasy Heat and Holly Hyundai at 4-1 or more. Exacta, Box, Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat and Holly Hyundai. Another Exacta, Box, Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Apache Princess, Fantasy Heat and Holly Hyundai. One more. Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat, and Holly Hyundai over. Don't Sell, Miss Chiffy, Fantasy Heat, Holly Hyundai, add Miss Hot Legs and Steal the Diamonds. Those are two of the five early horses that might hang on for second. I really appreciate you listening to this weekend's Key Races and Bets blog sponsored by Amwager. Please check out amwager.com and check out the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellis Stars blog, and good luck. We'll talk to you next week. Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, October 5th. We're into a big weekend of racing across the country with Breeders' Cup Winner in Preps at Santa Anita, Belmont, and Keeneland. It's opening weekend at Keeneland, and the weather is phenomenal, dropping from 95 to 75 on Friday and probably 72 on Saturday. Perfect weather for the races. Fast and firm to be sure. And I'll be concentrating on Keeneland. As always, this podcast and the Key Races and Bets blog, the written version, sponsored by our friends at amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online wagering service covering most tracks and available in most states. Check it out, amwager.com. And to get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start in the seventh race at Keeneland on Saturday, October 5th, post 4:29 Eastern. This is the Thoroughbred Club of America Stakes called the TCA, and it's a great race. When a horse comes back from a layoff, as Spiced Perfection is doing, I look to ensure the workouts in the last month or so are consistent every 5 to 7 days. And if they are, I feel comfortable assuming the race which led to the layoff can be ignored. And I look, starting at the second before the layoff, to assess form. In the case of Spiced Perfection, that's great, as she won the Grade 1 Madison at Keeneland in April, two before the layoff, her fourth A race in a row, which also included victory in the Grade 1 La Brea at the end of December. Both those wins came at 7 furlongs, but she's 2 for 2 at the 6 furlong trip. I have no doubt she could win here, particularly as Castellano signs on and he was aboard for the Madison. Hours to Run has won 11 of 17 career dirt races, 6 at the basic 6 furlong trip. She was only beaten ahead by Chalon for second in the Grade 2 Honorable Mistakes when last seen at the end of July. She's won from the rail, that's not a problem. Hours to Run, as well as Spiced Perfection and Chalon, have a stalking style which should benefit nicely from a very likely early pace battle between Razorback Lady and Danuska's My Girl. That pair possibly pressed by Mia Mischief and Talk Vuv to Me. Hours to Run shipped in last week to put in a strong 5-furlong drill over the track and appears ready to add to her excellent record today. Chalon won a non-graded stakes off the runner-up effort in the Honorable Mist in her most recent start, then was flattered when the third horse came back to win. She's 5 for 9 at the trip and missed by a head in last year's edition of the TCA, so rounds out a trio which, in my mind, have the bulk of the probability to win. That being said, there's not a single horse I'd count out of being capable of finishing second, include the Speedsters. You can call it a cop-out if you want, but I went over the field multiple times, and even the supposed need-the-lead types have some chance to hang on for second. In the TCA Stakes, race 7 at Keeneland, Saturday, October 5th, 4:29 Eastern. Bet Spiced Perfection to win at 2-1 or higher, a true key bet low odds overlay on the day. Consider Slightly smaller win bets on hours to run or Chalon if they should go to post at 3-1 or higher. If you do make multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your bets for you. You can enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and based on the odds, it does the math for you to make sure you get the right profit. AmWager has a Dutching tool for free among many other great perks and features. Exactus, just for a buck, Spice Perfection, Hours to Run, and Chalon overall. Never know who can come in second. It's a fun bet. It's not a profit-making bet. It's a fun bet. Doubles and pick threes are where I'm concentrating here. In race 7, Spice Perfection, Hours to Run, and Chalon. In race 8, Juliet Foxtrot, Uni, Vasilika, Indian Blessing, Rushing Fall, and Just Wonderful. In race 9, Tap It to Win, Enforceable, Maxfield, Aja Weed, and Governor Morris. The double at the dollar threshold between races 7 and 8 is $18, and at 50 cent, the minimum bet for a pick 3 at Keeneland, the pick 3 cost is $45. Moving on to race 8, the First Lady Stakes at Keeneland, post time 5:04 Eastern. This race not only has Breeders' Cup quality, it also has Breeders' Cup field size, with 14 entered to run a mile on the grass and with many already Grade 1 winners. I started my analysis looking at the early pace scenario, and in doing so, slightly discounted the chances of 5 horses who have shown early or early pressure styles in their best efforts, or those which haven't proven themselves at Grade 2 or Grade 1 level. Although many of those can finish 2nd or 3rd, I'm barely considering them for exactas as well, and that group consists of Conquest Hard Candy, Marina's Legacy, Mitchell Road, which I might regret, Ms. Bad Behavior, and Awesome Tank. I'm left with 6 quality fillies and mares which can win, some at odds we may never see again because of the depth of the field and the size of the field here. I'm starting with Indian Blessing, opens at 12-1, shipped over from Europe to run on the Boston Spa in Saratoga in August, and ran the race of her life in a 4-horse blanket finish. She missed by a neck a significant form, but came back to win the Noble Damsel. She was a neck in front of Starship Jubilee, who came back to win the Northern Dancer. With Jamie Spencer in to ride, this gal who appears to be ignored at 12-1 has a legitimate shot and is my top pick. But very close at hand is Just Wonderful, another European shipper for Coolmore and Aidan O'Brien. She shipped over in 2018 to finish 4th of 14 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Then in July, she finished 2nd in the Belmont Oaks of this year, and she missed winning by less than a length in a tough mile in Ireland last out, setting up for a top effort. She opens at 12-1, too. Rushing Fall is, well, Rushing Fall. One of the best distaff turf stars to come along in years, with 8 wins and 2 defeats in 10 career starts, all but one in a graded stakes, and with a perfect 4-for-4 record at Keeneland. The only knock I can find is she opens at 9-5, which makes it tough to consider even her for a win bet. But we can use her and should use her with a few horses at higher odds in exactas, and definitely use her in multiple race bets. Uni was not disgraced a bit when third of 10 in the 4-star Dave handicap last time out versus males, beaten ahead for 2nd by Raging Bull, as another filly, Got Stormy, drew off to win by a couple lengths. Uni had won 5 in a row prior to that, including the Grade 1 Matriarch at this mile trip, and Rosario was responsible for all but one of those, so riding her today, we can expect Uni to put in a big effort. Vasilika and Juliet Foxtrot finished 1st and 2nd respectively, separated by a nose in the Grade 2 John C. Mabee at the end of August at 9 furlongs. Vasilika was the queen of the division in California before that, with 7 graded stakes wins in the past year, while Juliet Foxtrot won her first 3 starts since coming over from the U.S. before that narrow defeat. Vasilika has never gone to post at under 2-1 in over a year, but opens at 5-1 here as a testament to how tough the field is, while Juliet Foxtrot opens at 8-1. In the First Lady Stakes, race 8 at Keeneland, post 5:04 Eastern on Saturday, October 5th. I think we should bet both Indian Blessing at Just Wonderful at 7-2 or more. Again, while making multiple win bets, always try and use a Dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. AmWager has one for free, where you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. I wouldn't talk anybody out of win bets on Uni, Vasilika, or Juliet Foxtrot at about 9-2 or higher, maybe 4-1. If you really like Rushing Fall, which you can, instead of a win bet, the best thing to do is to play her in an exacta part wheel over Indian Blessing, Just Wonderful, Uni, Vasilika, and Juliet Foxtrot, Every dollar you bet is a $5 ticket. You're going to get more back than 9 to 5. If you played the pick 3 recommended in race 7 and none of the contenders won, you consider doubles using the contenders from that pick 3 in this race to the next race as follows. Or if you just want to play the double and double up, you can do that as well. In race 8, Juliet, Foxtrot, Uni, Vasilika, Indian Blessing, Rushing Fall, and Just Wonderful. In race 9, Tap It to Win, Enforceable, Maxfield, Aja Weed, and Governor Morris. I can't even come close to recommending any exactness in this race, even though I'd love to. I'm going to finish off this week's Key Races and Bets blog podcast sponsored by AmWager for October 5th with the Breeders' Futurity, Claiborne Breeders' Futurity, race 9 at Keeneland, post 5:39 Eastern. Another exceptionally deep field, particularly as almost none of these have run two turns yet, and as two-year-olds always have a shot to take a big step forward from one race to the next. That being said, I think one horse has a slight edge, and four others offer the rest of the bulk of the probability to win. Aja Weed is the one with the edge, as he improved a lot off a fifth-place finish at 6 furlongs to win at a mile second time out, the one-turn mile at Belmont. As a son of Curlin, one would expect improvement as the distances increase, so that was no surprise, but the manner in which he won suggests he's smart and talented. Stalking in third with a quarter mile to run, Ajaweed advanced to get his head in front with an eighth to go and drew off by 4. At the point he moved into contention, Ajaweed was in traffic, and he acted like a battle-tested horse with a lot of maturity, as he not only went between horses in tight quarters, but increased his stride significantly, changing gears when asked, without use of the crop. Rosario rides back, and the extra 16th poses little problem. Maxfield looks to be ignored by bettors if they abide by the 12-1 morning line. He 2-1 at a one-turn mile, same as Ajaweed, did it at Churchill, and he did that first time out. Maxfield broke a bit slowly, so I'm hopeful that was an aberration, and he's been well-schooled since because you can't get away with that too many times, especially in a stakes. After breaking 10th of 11, Maxfield bided his time and moved up 8 paths wide in the turn, swept by in the last 16th of a mile. Jose Ortiz, second leading jockey in the country, rides back, and the breeding of this colt is as good as a breed on Ajaweed, who don't share the same ownership, but the ownership is similar because Ajaweed is owned by Shadwell and Maxfield is owned by Godolphin. So if you bet one, you should bet the other, just adjust the odds because one's going to be low, one's going to be high. Tap It to Win opens at 3-1, the same as Ajaweed, based on his easy 3-length win at Saratoga 2 weeks ago. However, that was 6 furlongs, not a mile, so he's stretching out a quarter mile further than both Maxfield and Ajaweed. Still, he gets the rail. He has tactical speed as he sat third in the early stages of that race. He's come back to work well, and he was flattered by the runner-up who came back to win. On the other hand, it must be noted in that winning effort on August 24th, Tap It to Win got a dream run on the rail. He did not have to go wide. He did not have to come through horses like the other two. So it may not be as good as it looks on paper. Governor Morris similarly won easily in his one and only start, and that's why he's the 5-2 favorite. He stalked in third, drew off professionally to win with a 1-1 echo base speed figure, which is the best in the field. But that race was 5.5 furlongs. So there's 3 more eights to run today, more than any other horse in the field. He's just giving away experience, but he's fast. Sire Constitution, also sire of By Your Side, has his first crop on the track this year and is highly regarded, but none of his foals have yet to run two turns, so we just don't know. I'm a teeny bit skeptical of his chances, particularly at low odds with an outside post in a mile and 16th race. Just the same, I respect the connections of Fletcher and Castellano and will use him on pick 3 and double tickets I play. One more horse to look at is Enforceable, who opens at 15-1, and that's just not right. He had blinkers for his 5th career start, so I'll ignore the other 4. He won that race on 8:22 at Saratoga, running nearly as fast as Tap It to Win. He got an 84 figure versus 89 and faster than Ajaweed. He's the only horse in the field to have run 2 turns to date. Enforceable also is a full brother to Mohamed, who many remember as an in-and-out type, but when in, was tough at top levels, especially as a 2- and 3-year-old. And he's a half-brother to Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner New Year's Day, whose career was cut short by injury. There's little doubt Enforceable can run well around 2 turns, and at high odds, I plan to bet him to win in place for sure. In the Breeders' Futurity race, 9 at Keeneland with a post of 5:39 Eastern, Ajaweed is a win bet at 5-2 or more, a low odds overlay bet. For smaller amounts, I absolutely plan on betting Maxfield and Enforceable at 4-1 or more, adding place bets at 8-1 or more. And then I'm just going to box them up in the exact and try all 5 horses. The exact and trifecta boxes consist of Ajaweed, Maxfield, Tap It to Win, Enforceable, and Governor Morris. I hope we make a lot of money on these doubles and pick threes. I hope you really enjoyed this week's podcast. Check out the blog at amwager.com. Check out amwager.com and make some money this weekend. Talk to you next week.